Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This song always reminds me of
Last Call Bar, Last Call at the Bar. Please tip your bartenders. Drive safe. Good night, everybody.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy, 64 degrees to start your Thursday live studio audience day. I'm Scott Pisano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up?
It is going to be totally a flashback from the past with our live studio audience today.
Yeah.
Mandy is coming in, and she used to work with us. She used to be our intern.
How many years ago?
Oh, my gosh. A gajillion. We were on the other station.
11 billion.
Yes, yes. So that's going to be wild to see her. We're all old people now.
You going to make a run and get plates for us?
I know. She texted me. She's like, listen, I'm going to, you know, how did she word it? She's like, you know, what's your fancy chocolate? And she's listing off all this thing. I'm like, you're not getting food for us. We are hosting you.
The other way around, yes. We're providing breakfast for you.
Yes, yes. We are providing. Our good friends at Donuts Delight are going to provide breakfast for you.
Yeah.
No, really. I'm going to anyhow. I'm like, oh, my God, Mandy.
Nice.
Do you want me to get plates? Because that's what we used to do back in the day.
We used to send our interns to Tahoe's to get garbage plates at like 7 in the morning.
Hold on. Don't make it sound like that. We're not divas.
Well, we buy for them, too. I mean,
yeah. It's not like, hey, go get me some coffee with two sugars. We're not like that.
No.
It was just that we couldn't physically leave the studio, and they...
And they were all for it. They're like, yeah, I'll go get some plates. Yeah. I'm like, I'm buying you flying. There
Which
you
is so funny when you would say, I buy you fly. You didn't pay a dime. They hooked us up.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, that too. Yeah, they did.
But the interns had no idea, so they were like, wow, Scott is so cool.
No, they just picked it up. They didn't. Anyway, yeah, that was fun, but those days have passed. Garbage plates for life. Cholesterol says nope. Even though it's been a while since I saw your husband devoured an entire plate the other day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Entire plate.
Yeah.
Still got it.
Yeah, he still got it. He still craves it. He still got it. Yeah.
Sandy orders the, two dry sausages and mac salad.
Yeah, you're good.
I remember.
Yeah, or sometimes an occasional egg.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the sausage, but mostly sausage. Yeah, yeah. You got my order down.
I got to go cheeseburger, cheese dog, and then everything. Potato.
Oh, cheese dog, too. That's right.
Potato macaroni bean.
Yeah, you shouldn't have beans, but that's pretty early to have this kind of conversation, isn't it? Good morning.
No, never too early to talk about
actually,
plates.
I crave a plate now.
Mandy, we'll take you up on it.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Okay, so today, yesterday, you know, we had this chance of those showers. They really overdeveloped, man. We got pounded. I don't know where you were, but we got pounded out Webster way. It was awesome. It was a beautiful, hard summer rain straight down.
Did it last long?
Yeah, a while. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else in Greece? What was it like? Because I heard the thunder, and I'm like, ah, it's going to rain. And then there was nothing.
Oh.
And then I saw a little bit of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it happened while I was in the shower, I didn't see any heavy rain.
It was from like 2 to 4:30, 5 o'clock.
All right, my shower wasn't that long.
Yeah.
I do take a long shower, but not that long.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
But we got it, and we're done with it. Now we got hazy sunshine again today, and warm, and 86 degrees for the last day of Buffalo Bills training camp.
Oh, God, final day. I have such wicked FOMO.
Yeah,
I
really?
Don't deserve to be there because I'm not a huge football fan. But, man, every year, last day of camp, don't you get FOMO?
Yeah, I do. Even though I didn't want to go because of the crowds and stuff and it was hot. But
did anyone offer you tickets this year? This was the first year.
No, because I think because my sister-in-law used to work at St. John Fisher and they'd get tickets. And she doesn't work there anymore, so she changed jobs. So
yeah, but your wife would always get tickets too from a client or something.
Mostly from her sister. Now that I realized it.
Okay.
But No. You know, you really shouldn't say you don't deserve to go to Bills camp because you're not a football fan. You are a Bills fan. You want to see them win. You love Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So don't say you don't deserve to go to Bills camp. Of course you do.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I mean, you only recognize one person. It would be Josh Allen and your husband. But besides that.
Yeah. My husband was saying, I interviewed so-and-so today because, you know, he's on the sports station.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, oh, that's so cool, Dad. I'm like, who? Is that a player? Is he good?
Well, today for the last day, hot, hazy, humid, 86. And tomorrow, hot, hazy, humid, 87. And it'll be 90 by the weekend. Hot, hazy, humid.
Hot.
Oh, I love this. It's coming up on 6 o'clock, and we've got tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Not only do we have a pair of tickets, we got two pairs. We got four. Okay, four packs. We got two sets of four packs today.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with quick impressions. We got Jerk Justified.
That's how you win the tickets.
And what's this live longer hack you're talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think you're going to like this. I think you're really going to. This is going to put a smile on your face, especially.
This isn't like one of those painful things like cold shower
no.
stuff.
Number one thing to do to live longer, according to Blue Zone's longevity expert.
Oh, okay. Let's do it next on The Buzz.
99, The Buzz.
Ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, hi, hi, hey, what's up?
Such a weird form today.
I don't, it's like, you know, it's like, I'm 63 and I really don't give a wild crap anymore. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy.
Don't say that.
It's Thursday. It's awesome. We're going to have breakfast pizza. We're going to do shots at 8 o'clock. We got live studio audience.
I know.
You want to be in on it with us? Let us know.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, and we do see everybody who enters. There's a lot of people now.
Yeah.
I'm falling a little behind because
okay.
I call everybody and we get you on the schedule.
Yeah. What are we booked out to?
October.
Oh, God. Maybe we should just make it every day.
I know.
You know?
Okay, so here you go. Ready?
We need to build a giant ballroom and we'll hook it up with microphones.
And we go backwards because we used to do that all the time.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I love that live studio audience.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyhow, here we go. The number one thing to live longer, according to Blue Zone longevity expert. Now, the Blue Zone is like the map of where the older people are, I believe.
Oh, what
do
you
mean?
That's
what it is. The Blue Zone's longevity expert. That means like they look at where the older people are and how they...
Okay, hold on. They study upper demographic kind of seniors kind of
yes.
company? Okay.
Yeah, they study the old people.
Okay.
And the ones that are the most, you know, active
uh-huh.
and live longer, what are they doing? What makes them live longer? And they narrowed it down to this one sport.
Sport?
You know exactly where I'm going. When I saw this, I'm like, I'm so excited to tell Scotty.
You're not going to say it, are you?
Pickleball!
Oh,
is the number one sport to living longer, according to Blue Zone's longevity expert. Get out that paddle. What's it called? Is it a paddle? I don't even know. I just know...
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Come on.
Not pickleball.
What else? What other studies, surveys, evidence do you need before you pick up the sport?
I don't do sport.
Did you hear him? When he wants to peace out of a conversation, he drinks coffee.
I don't do sport. Like, I'm going to have to drop all the other sports that I do. But you're going to pick up all the sport of pickleball sport. I'm like, no.
This is, okay, but this is like, I have a friend who's, he's my age. He's not even old.
Yeah, 40-something.
This is not an old person sport anymore.
I know.
He plays religiously every day of the weekend,
yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Wow,
wakes
really?
Up early, loves it. And he'll just show up to a court.
I'm sure I would.
And he'll just show up to a court. He doesn't even go like with a group of people.
This is like a pickup game.
Yes.
Nice.
And people, he goes, I go, do people want you there? I mean, they get their own thing. No, yeah, people do. They love it. It's a very beautiful relationship active.
Very social.
Sport.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I have. Because I was a big person on this, right? Remember way back in the day when I started to do the deep dive on my brain and how to make it more sharp and whatever, pickleball, everything always goes to pickleball. So I told my parents, let's do pickleball at the Grease Community Center.
Uh-huh.
And they now are doing it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not.
Ah.
Dad always goes.
Is it because it's like an old person sport?
No, it's because I just, I don't know why. I don't have an excuse.
Well, you got so many other sports you're doing right now. That's, yes. You know, when are you going to switch sports?
I don't know why I want to.
You know, I think I just got weird on it because these senior citizens that I know were like, oh, pickleball. I'm like, oh, okay.
That was forever ago.
I know it was. It was like 10 years ago. And I was like, okay, we're going to go play pickleball. I'm like, okay, that sounds like an old people sport.
But it's not like that anymore.
I know it's not. And I honestly, if I picked it up, I probably would love it.
You would be great at it. You got the calves for it.
I didn't know you need calves for pickleball. Is that what you use for paddles? The back
of
your legs?
You could. Have you seen your... You can use your earlobes?
Yeah. I can use those as like catcher's mitts.
Scotty's got big earlobes.
I got big ears.
Okay, so anyhow, when I saw that, I'm like, mark it, noted. I'm bringing it up on the air.
I love this. Okay, great. Well, good, right. Good, yeah.
Anyone else want to convince Scotty why it's such a great sport? Lines are always open, 818-2899.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Coming up on the show today, and we were talking about how we have live audience Thursday, so yes. Mandy's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I am pretty proud of the Keep It PG I came up with.
Oh, really?
We had to take a week off last week because Nick and Carter were in, and Carter's 9,
yeah.
So we couldn't play it.
Right.
But I'm going to make up for it, I think, today.
I just texted Nick saying, make sure Carter's listening a little after 8 o'clock.
No, don't.
Okay, it's 98.9 to Buzz. Morning to you. It's Suzanne and Sandy on this Thursday. Hot and 86 degrees today.
Okay, this is crazy. If you're a dog lover,
mm-hmm.
if you have a pit bull or know anybody who does, I don't want to get you so passionate in the morning, but this might get you all riled up and passionate. So there is a strong, growing vocal group that is trying to ban pit bulls.
Yes.
Or even more extreme, to phase out the breed entirely.
Whoa, yay.
I know, isn't that crazy? I did not know this was a thing until this whole Canandaigua story happened.
Yeah, what is going on?
Do you remember in July, there was a woman who was walking her dog, her pit bull, and her pit bull turned on her and mm-hmm. started to attack her.
Yeah.
Police officer intervenes. The pit bull then attacks the police officer. The police officer, unfortunately, shoots the pit bull.
Has to unalive it.
Okay, so after recent incidents, including that one that happened in Canandaigua, this group is saying, hey, listen, we need to ban pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And Canandaigua says, listen, we cannot ban pit bulls despite a recent string of attacks because New York state law prohibits local breed-specific legislation.
Mm, I see.
But the growing number of people is like... victims and victims' families. There's a group called dogbite.org.
Oh, wow.
That is totally against this.
Is this like nationwide?
Yes.
Wow.
Some animal control officers, some first responders, veterinarians, there's a banned pit bull group. And I was like, I did not realize.
You know, things can be overbred to the point where they're unmanageable. I can understand that. I got calls coming in, 8182899. Hi, The Buzz. Morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Trucker Ray. What's up?
I'm going to be a little bit strong on this.
Hot
I would
take.
Really like to take my size 10 and put it up somebody's backside when they could single out a breed. It's not the breed. It's the owner.
Okay, so they say these groups, and now I am not too familiar with breeds, so somebody can educate us, but mm-hmm. these people are saying, no, it really is the breed. You can be the best yep. owner, but there's something within this breed that tends to be more aggressive.
Yep.
I don't mm-hmm. know. That's
right.
what they're saying.
Go back years. First it was German Shepherds, then it was Dobermans, and then it was Rottweilers.
Uh-huh.
Every 10 years, we cycle a breed that we think is no good and try to get rid of.
That's a really good point.
Well, unless, I don't know if somebody is saying that Rottweilers are friendly now.
Well,
like,
yeah,
maybe
right.
they're still on that list.
Well, I can't wait to see the Chihuahua, the anti-Chihuahua coalition.
Right? So they're asking for...
You know how many toes I lost from that Chihuahua?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Ray.
Well,
have a great morning.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. Be good, guys.
You
take
too.
Care.
Drive safe.
They say
near.
Some people are saying... So there's levels of this.
Yeah.
Some people are saying, and tell me where you feel like you align most with... Phase out the breed entirely. That's the extreme group.
Right.
Then there's others who just want the owners to get special permits, background checks, and insurance.
Oh, wow.
Aren't there... My sister had a breed where she had to get insurance on it. What the heck was it?
Oh, Akita? Really?
What is it? Akita?
Akita? Yeah,
yeah.
It could be. Yep.
She had to up her insurance because she had that. I didn't realize that was an aggressive breed. It was the most fluffiest, cutest dog. There's another group who wants the dog to be muzzled at all times in public.
In public, right.
Oh, that breaks my heart when I see a dog muzzled.
Yeah, but they can't bite.
Yeah, but is that comfortable for the
breathe.
Dog?
It's just a...
Would you want your mouth like that?
Well, would you like to be led around by a collar and a leash?
I know that breaks my heart too. And then the final group wants to just ban in apartment buildings and public housing.
Oh,
so
yeah,
which one do you line up with? Or do nothing?
You know what? My next door neighbor has one and it's really a sweet dog. But when I go over and pet it, she's all like wiggly and happy and stuff like that. But man, the thing scares me. Its jaws, I mean... The muscle. It's just like one giant 70-pound chunk of muscle, and it scares me a little bit. It really does.
My sister...
And it actually took him down, and he broke his hand.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
You hear those stories.
It didn't bite him, but it's just so powerful
it doesn't know its own strength.
Yeah.
I don't want to ban and phase out a breed. That seems weird to play God.
On the other side, there's the whole pity rescue. There's the whole, pity parents.
Yeah. My sister was part of Pity Love.
Pity Love.
They're a very passionate group. You
Absolutely.
Say you don't like pit bulls, that's it. You're dead to them.
Yeah, right.
They don't like you.
And if you're not dead, they will make you dead with the pit bull.
Unleash all the pit bulls.
Okay, it's time to play Quick Impressions on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, what does that mean? Well, first, let's say good morning to our caller. Hello, The Buzz. Who's this?
Hi, Christine.
Christine, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's that personality inside you?
I think I'm probably around an 8.
Oh, good. Okay. Life of the party.
You're very self-aware. Is this an 8?
Is that like right close to keg stand or introvert in the corner? Which one?
I can do a pretty good handstand.
Okay, so all right. I'll
judge a room and like I won't whip it out in the middle or anything.
Okay, well, let your personality out with this. It's Quick Impressions.
Okay. Yes.
Now here's the rules. You have to get into full character. For 10 seconds, I'm going to give you a scenario, and you have to act it out. You have 10 seconds that you got to do it, okay?
So you're going to do it.
My inner theater kid's going to come out. Okay.
Absolutely. So you're going to do a quick impression for Jonas Brothers tickets.
Huh? No, you said your theater kid is going to come out. Did you do theater in high school?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be great at this.
Oh, you're perfect.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay, so.
You're going to win these tickets no matter
channeling
what.
Channeling the improv in you. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Okay, what is this?
Okay. Okay, a person on a roller coaster pretending they're not scared.
For 10 seconds, ready, go.
Okay. I'm excited. Oh, I'm just excited.
That was good. That is awesome.
That was awesome.
That was a good one.
Okay, ready?
Wow.
Second one. A person seeing their ex at the grocery store and trying to act cool.
Ready, go.
Nice. That's a nice head of broccoli. Yeah, better than some other heads I've seen around in this store. Yeah. I hope.
Oh, you are so good at this. Okay,
this
ready?
This is awesome. Okay, next
final one. A husband trying to explain to his wife why he needs to be in 12 fantasy football leagues.
Oh, a little triggered, Sandy?
Yes.
Jesus. Okay, ready? Ready? Go.
Do you know how many leagues there are? Like total? I mean, that's really not that much. I know girl's not great at math and everything, but like statistically, honey,
Mike Danger, my husband.
There's some other guys who are in a lot more.
Yeah, and just think that you could, you know, think of the money we could win.
Come on, don't you want me happy?
I'm really good. I mean, I could win some money.
Listen, I do this for a living, sports.
Okay, anyhow. And the final one, the bonus one. You found out you won 4 tickets to the Jonas Brothers on the bus.
All right.
Yay!
Oh, you're so awesome. Thank you so much. You are going to see the Jonas Brothers in concert along with Boys Like Girls. This is a ticket, a 4-pack of tickets. So you and 3 of your friends are going to the Empower FCU Amphitheater at Lakeview in Syracuse, courtesy of Live Nation. You go to livenation.com to get tickets, but you don't have to worry about it. You are going. It's August 19th.
Yay.
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 I hope your old music teacher is listening to you right now, your theater teacher. She would be so proud.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing with us.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
That was fun. Hold the line. We'll be right back.
Oh, I love it. Okay, we'll do that again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
For more Jonas Brothers tickets. And we still have more tickets to give you, a 4-pack of tickets, Jerker Justified today, just after like 7:20, 7:15, 7:20-ish. But before that...
We're going to do the funeral fart.
Oh, God. That is how we're going to end the show. Yeah, you have been talking about it. He played this clip like...
Oh, my God.
At least 12 times already.
Something that just makes you chuckle to yourself. This is it.
He's going to beat this to death. Okay, that's coming up. Plus, just after 7 o'clock, I'm going to paint the picture for you. A scary, scary scenario happened on Park Ave yesterday.
Okay.
What would you do if it happened to you?
All right. We'll take it across the top of the hour here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hello, Thursday morning. How you doing? About an hour away from our live studio audience. Yes.
Every Thursday. Yeah. Every Thursday. If you want to come in, 98.9thebuzz.com. Just fill out the form and get in.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the question. What would you do if this happened to you? You're walking on a sidewalk when a guy rides up behind you on a bicycle and makes unwanted sexual comments, then follows you into the store where you work, lunges at you before going into the bathroom alone and refusing to leave.
Call the cops.
That's what happened on Park Ave yesterday. That creep guy is back on the loose in Rochester.
Oh, creepy stalker dude again. This is the guy who was on the canal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The Pittsburgh Canal near the Great Embankment Park.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the woman, and there's been so many women to come forward and say, oh God, I know that guy, that they refer to him as Alex. And he's from Irondequoit, really skinny guy. He looks like creepy. But anyhow, so many women are like, yeah, he does that. He circles his bike around you and then says inappropriate comments, follows you.
Yeah.
And in this case, when he followed this woman into the store, the cafe, he actually, after he left the bathroom, because the owner is like, hello, you got to get out, out of here.
Yeah,
you're
not
wanted.
Right.
He waited. In the news article, it said he waited for police.
Something's
because
wrong, obviously.
He teeters the law. He knows the law so well that he was released.
What he can and can't do, how far he can push his boundaries and
so
all that stuff.
He's back on the streets today. He was arrested.
God. They gave him an appearance ticket.
He's back on the streets.
This is twice in a month he's been quote-unquote arrested or given a ticket.
Right, but there's so many other women who say there's more than twice.
Oh, yeah.
There's more
than
two times. Which is terrifying how so many women are now coming forward saying, I have to change my behavior. Mm-hmm. I do not want to walk around without my husband or my boyfriend or with my brother. That is
it's too bad.
Horrible.
You know what we need to do? We need to give him a dose of his own medicine and stalk and annoy him. How's that?
You know what? I don't know if it will bother him because he doesn't think rationally like we do.
Well, what we have to do is think, what's the level of the law where we can't get really in bad trouble and blast speed metal at 2 a.m. at his house or something like that? You know what I'm saying?
So Jillian, who's an intern from Mercy, and you're going into your senior year, of high school.
This has got to be of concern.
Is your mother so worried, even just you coming down here to High Falls?
Not really.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Oh, so panic. I'd be following my daughter.
You know, I can imagine that you pack a punch. You could pack a punch.
I feel like I could.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't.
Do you work out? What do you mean I feel like I could? Do you box at school?
No, I don't. But I do. I'm in the gym a lot.
Good for you, Jillian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Girl could kick my ass.
Oh, yeah. Like, you want to test it out?
No, stop it.
I so want to do that again. We had a guy come in. Dave Jenkins.
Dave Jenkins from Rochester.
Lions Pride. Whatever. We're fumbling his title. But
He's a self-defense guy.
He is. I forgot the... Okay. Anyhow, he patted up Scotty, and did go at him.
Yeah.
We should bring him back in. Dave, are you listening?
Get off of me, please.
Anyhow, so this is what I saw online, because it is kind of a scenario where you're like, you don't know what you would do if this happened to you. Just be aware, women. Just be aware. But I saw this online, and I want to try it out with you. So if you were in a situation where you needed help, you needed to fight.
Right.
They say, go to your phone.
Go to your phone.
And the person who will help you fight the good fight is the last person who texted you. And the weapon will be the closest thing to your right hand.
To your right hand.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's closest to your right hand?
Boy,
it's the honesty box for Jillian. Okay, this is your weapon, the honesty box. Who's helping you fight, Jillian? Is the last person that texted you?
My friend Bridget.
Uh-huh.
Is she tough?
Yeah, she's tall.
Okay.
She's tall.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So Jillian's winning the fight. How about you, Scotty? Who's the last person who texted you?
Sandy Water.
Oh, no, you're in trouble. Wait. I was the last person. And what's closest to your right hand? What's your weapon?
The remote for the TV. The remote for the TV.
We're going down. Last person who texted me was Jillian.
Oh, no. And what's to your right?
And my coffee mug.
Well, that's metal.
Yeah, we're making it.
It's a metal Yeti.
We're surviving.
That'll put a dent.
Oh, poor Scotty's going to not make it.
Yeah, can you imagine? Say, hey, creepy, I'm gonna put you on mute.
And everybody, mute.
Yeah,
okay, very good.
All right.
But, yeah.
So just keep an eye out for creepy Oleksandr Levitsky.
Yeah, it's very scary.
You know, I mean, kick him in the tennis balls.
I don't know. Okay. That's not illegal to do.
Isn't?
No.
Even if he hasn't touched you yet? If you get touched, then you could kick back or punch back or something.
I don't think you can get in trouble for kicking someone there who creeps you out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm making up the law. I don't think so.
Quote,
it's fine.
Quote Sandy when they arrest you.
Chirps or justified.
Spizzano, Sandy, 98.9 to Buzz. Dilemma here in the studio. Would it be jerk or justified? We need to help. We need your help.
Yeah.
We need
it. And if you say that this is justified, then so be it. We open up the package. Might not have our name on it, but whatever. Nobody's claiming it. There has been a package in the communal hallway here at Odyssey.
Yeah, with two entrances, one in the corner and one kind of in the center of the building. And that goes into a lobby and there's elevators and there's another business in the building.
Yeah. So this package has been sitting in that lobby, not the Odyssey radio station lobby.
Yeah.
The other lobby with.
No, it was just in the foyer before the lobby on the.
On a crate.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's here. Right here.
And. Now, whose name is on it?
I can't say the name.
Well, why not? Joe, are you listening to the show?
All right, we'll say, Joseph, Joe.
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 Won't say the last name?
It's no, because if...
Anyhow,
listen, it's very... When you walk, like when you come home, you're like, oh, there's a package. And the other's like, Amazon, oh, there's a package. What did I order? Okay, I remember. Every time you walk in the lobby, it's like, oh, there's a package. Oh, it's the same one. Weeks it's been here.
Weeks. At this point in time, nobody's claiming it. I say we take it and just take a peek inside.
I mean, if dude's on vacation, I get it, but it's been weeks.
I don't want to steal what's inside.
I just
want to look.
Open it and then put it back?
Yeah.
Put tape back on it?
Yeah, because it's... Do you have the right... Can you? Why are you shaking your head?
I don't think you can. I think it's illegal. I think it's tampering.
Well, okay. This kind of courtroom setting that we have created here is not really by law.
Oh, sometimes we break the law on justified.
If it's morally okay.
Ah, the moral compass of the world. 818-2899. Should we open this package? Just take a peek. We're not going to steal it.
It's been there for almost a month. Nobody goes on vacation for a month. Unless
you had a really cool boss.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Or you had a baby.
Maybe it doesn't work here anymore.
Okay, yeah, no.
Well, Joe didn't have a baby.
Yeah.
Paternity leave isn't that long. Is it?
If you can negotiate it with your boss.
Listen, okay, so this is kind of like the same scenario as... What's another same scenario?
I don't know.
Oh, like your guy.
Huh. What do you mean, my
guy? Your dude that keeps getting your mail.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. Yesterday, I got... Okay, so when Ellie was born, this is 6 years ago now, they come up to the hospital room, and there's a photographer, and they take pictures, and, let's take a first baby picture, blah, 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 and then they send it to you in the mail. You pick. It's kind of like school pictures. You pick out what you want, and they took our address down wrong. Instead of whatever lane, they put Avenue. And now there's the exact same address... So all of this junk mail, like sample diapers and sample formula started coming.
He's going to this other guy.
He's going, and this poor guy, his name is Wesley, and he reaches out to me. He finally found me, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry. And I'm like, okay. And that finally stopped because the spam kind of mail stopped. Then yesterday, I get an email from him. Hey, I hope this finds you. It's me again. Your wife got a package, and it looks like it's from a pharmaceutical company or some doctor or something like that.
Yeah, see.
I'm like, dude, like, usually just put it in your door. I'll come by and grab it.
And what if you don't grab it? Like, at this point in time, it's been 6 years. Figure it out. Fix the problem. Otherwise, it's fair game. He can open it.
You think
so?
Kenny?
I don't know. Would you be offended? It's kind of like the same thing.
I would be offended.
You're the Joe in this situation.
I'm putting this in under the jerk category.
Oh, you say jerk?
Yeah, I say jerk.
Yeah,
what do you say?
If it keeps coming to my house, if it's sitting there and nobody's opening it, nobody's claiming it.
Mm-hmm. You can return it. You can put it back in the mailbox and say not, you know, return to sender.
Yeah, but doesn't the curiosity kind of eat away at you?
818-2899. That's the number. Call us up. Is a jerk or justified to open this?
Yeah, I know. I know. Now, on paper, you're probably screaming at the radio as we're saying this, saying, you morons, it's illegal. Do not touch someone else's package if it's not addressed to you.
Yeah, we're talking that came in the mail package, not, you know.
We get.
What do you mean? Don't touch. What do you mean?
Keep going.
Well, it's Live Audience Thursday.
Yes, it is. Don't touch my package.
Okay. It's been there 4 weeks, if not close to a month,
yes,
right? Would you say safe to say?
Yeah, and it's been in like the foyer entrance, like the, you know, the double doors, sitting in that hallway, and it's just like nobody's picked it up yet.
Obviously, the person who it's addressed to doesn't want it. So we just want to take a little peeky peek. So
how is that obvious to you that they don't want it?
Well, because it's been sitting there for a month.
Then they need to take it and throw it away.
Well, they're not expecting it. Obviously, they're not expecting something. They didn't order something specifically because you would know, right?
It's tracking it. Yeah, it's not someone that we work with.
Odyssey. No.
So it's another business in the building. There's only one other business in the building. So it's got to be them.
I never see activity either. Are they still here?
Yeah, they're still here.
I don't know if they are.
Yeah, but you're only one day a week.
That's true.
818-2899. Come on. Jillian's here, our intern from Mercy. What do you say? What do you say? What do you call it? Trigger justified to open this box.
I'm going to say justified.
Yeah.
Because I would get curious too, especially seeing it every day.
Every single day.
Every day. And it's like it's crying out, open me.
Are you one of those that likes to peek the Christmas presents under the tree? Yeah, that's you.
No wonder why. Yeah. Okay, now with Scott's scenario where this dude is getting his packages because somehow the mailing address got screwed up and it's been 6 years. Do you think that dude can open up Scott's package? I mean, it's been 6 years.
Well, it's addressed to my wife. Everything that he gets is addressed to my wife.
Yeah, do you think he can do a little bit? Is it the same in your eyes?
Yeah.
good. I like it. I like where you're at.
All right, so you got to justify it. Okay, let me take this call. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, thanks for holding. Is it jerk or justified? We're so curious.
Good morning. Hey. Is it me?
It's you.
Okay, good. this is Megan, your pizza delivery girl.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, what do you call it, jerk or justified?
Well, I have this happen to me, actually. I get packages, envelopes, letters, and all kinds of stuff because there was like 15 people living in this house that I bought before I did.
Uh-huh.
And then I've also had people that were living with me that maybe I don't talk to anymore that also get mail at my house.
Uh-huh. Nah. So what do you do? Did you open it?
I do both. I'm not even going to lie. I do both. Sometimes packages have very clear, like, where it came from, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if I open it, I still close it back up and circle return to sender and put it in the mail and send it back.
Unless, has there been ever a time where it was something worth keeping?
I mean, I found a package at my house where that was something that came in the mail, some kind of electronic something, so I'm guessing somebody probably would have wanted to keep it, but I never, ever kept anything.
Okay, you're respectful.
So you're a justified then.
So you're saying justified.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, only because I mean, look, if you open the package and it's junk, are you going to bother, like, with all the extra whatevers? And as far as this person goes, another thing you could do, this is just my opinion, but you could just say the name on the radio and be like, hey, this is so-and-so's package. If you want the package, come get it. Here's where it is.
I think we're just going to go as far as saying Joe.
Yeah, we're just going to say Joe.
Yeah, I
can't say last names.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to get sued
okay.
and all that stuff.
Well, so. We appreciate you. Your vote has been registered.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I'd love the honesty here. Love it.
Let's do this one here. I think. Can you fill while I screw this up?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. The phones are just acting so wonky lately. You know, I will admit, though, when you get junk mail, can you throw out junk mail? Because it's blatant junk mail.
To somebody else? I still say it's a jerk move. Don't touch it.
Even junk
Good
mail.
Good morning. The Buzz. Jerk justified.
Jerk, don't touch that package. You are opening up a cataclysmic fire.
Okay.
Do not touch that package.
Okay.
First,
dude, I'm sure there are a million cameras in that lobby too, so it's not like you can say, well, I didn't do it.
Oh,
it
true.
It doesn't matter how long it's been there. It's not yours. Don't touch that package.
Scott kind of already touched it. We didn't open it, but he touched it because he brought it into the studio.
I know.
Did you wear gloves so they can't print you?
You know what? Honestly, we don't even have HR here, so don't worry about it. The camera's broken in the lobby. It's fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm just saying, dude. You know, and I get where you're coming from. If it's been there for a while, yeah, curiosity gets the best of you and stuff. But still, I mean, again, it's not yours.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
how would you feel if there was a Sandy, let's say there was a, how do I put it? Your check got deposited into somebody else's account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you going to feel about that? You're going to tell people, hey, don't touch my money. I've already touched it. It's already there.
Okay.
All right. But how about this then?
It's in my account.
The second layer of it where this dude keeps getting Scott's mail and it's been 6 years. At this point in time, can the dude just take Scott's stuff?
No.
Well, Sandy, to quote the Breakfast Club,
yes.
It's not a perfect world. Screws fall out all the time.
Yes, they do.
I like to quote the Breakfast Club. Oh, you're perfect.
Okay, so you say jerk.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Don't touch that. Leave it alone.
Thank
dude.
You.
Leave it alone.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Okay,
you
bye,
guys
Colin.
Have a great,
okay.
great, great day.
You too. Bye. Where are we?
Okay, we're at a hung jury, so let me go 818-2899, or let me look at the messages.
Next message.
Oh, God.
Locks
well,
it up.
Okay, so a lot of people are saying it's jerk.
Okay.
Well, because I think they're thinking the law. All right, fine.
Go ahead.
You sure you guys don't want to know what's in there?
The verdict is
positive?
Yeah.
Why don't you be like anthrax and half the city gets dead?
Gets dead.
Whatever.
Or justified.
Okay.
98.9.
We got stuff to do, people. Wow. 98.9 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. It's the studio audience live. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Get your shots. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Let's do this. Ready? Shots,
shots, shots, shots, shots, shots, shots.
Whoa. Okay, here we go. Bottoms up.
Oh, God. That was terrible. Thank
you. You know how to do shots then, Sandy.
Hold on. That was awful.
Thank you.
What did you put in here? That was
actually that
horrible.
Wasn't too bad. I've had worse.
I wanted to play Everclear and then drink some, but I couldn't play Everclear, so we just drank some.
Terrible.
Well, that explains why it wasn't the worst thing I've had in my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, bringing up for
awful.
Our first intern ever on 98.9 The Buzz, actually back on 98 PXY a million years ago.
Yeah.
Give it
South
up.
Clinton.
Oh, yes.
You turned me into a human sundae in a kiddie pool outside. On the front lawn.
Shh. We're not allowed to do stuff like that anymore, man.
Well, that was back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
27 years ago, give it up for Mandy.
Yay!
You will never escape the song until you start calling yourself Amanda.
No, that's too stuffy and you guys know it.
All right.
And thanks to our friends, we got to give a shout out to our friends at Donuts Delight because...
Yeah.
The order will be in shortly, serving Rochester's finest donuts since 1958, 1700 Culver Road. Our good friends at Donuts Delight supplying breakfast for you, Mandy.
Yeah.
I usually have to bring the breakfast to everybody else. I know, so this works great.
Remember when you used to go run for us?
Oh, God, yes.
It was the I buy, you fly thing, but okay. I never had to buy.
Yeah. Hang on. Stop one second. We did it. We weren't those kind of diva people.
No,
we didn't
were, honestly, you guys were awesome. The funny thing is like, that's like the best time I remember, but it was also the craziest time because I only slept for like 2 hours a week because I had a full-time job that I was working.
Right.
I had a part-time babysitting job, and then I was doing nights and mornings with you guys. So literally I would go from sleeping at my house for an hour, come in, do the show, go home and sleep for another hour, go to my babysitting job, then go to my full-time
watch
job.
Watch a kid. How about that? On lack of sleep. I'm sure luckily, those parents were very happy
to
hear
she loved
that.
Me, and literally he was the easiest kid. He just had some developmental disability, so I just had to be there for him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'd play Crash Bandicoot all day.
So
Mandy, now you're in for a live audience Thursday, and if anybody wants to join in, just 989thebuzz.com. Fill out the form. We'll get you on the calendar. But in just a few minutes here, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to play, and I'm pretty proud of this one today. Uh-oh. Like, I have said that I teetered the line of is it inappropriate or not?
You're so, like,
I know.
Pure and innocent.
And the thing is, she always has been.
I think this is going to be a good keep it PG.
Okay.
Right.
It might be a little difficult with me, but okay.
Yeah, this is why.
A little goofy, a little random, a lot of fun. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spezzano and Sandy, 99 Buzz, live audience Thursday. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters, and the OG, literally, intern that we had 26, 7 years ago.
Yeah,
Mandy is here.
Yay! Mandy!
Okay. I don't remember how it works.
Get closer.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, it's better, yeah.
Okay. Mandy, we play Keep It PG now.
Uh-oh.
Every Thursday at this time. Are you ready?
I'll Do my best.
Rules of the game. You have 5 seconds to answer.
Okay.
You cannot say the same thing that Scotty says.
Oh, good grief.
But you're going first, so you won't.
Okay.
Oh. And you have to keep it PJ.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Scott?
Sandy's so proud of herself. She's like, oh my God, I'm so blue today.
I am so naughty.
Trust me.
The one time I said that, Scott's like, that was so lame. I'm like, okay, I'm going to step up my game. So last night, I created a bunch of scenarios, and you have to tell me what your thoughts are, filling in the blank. Okay,
my
ready?
My husband is cringing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start out easy.
Okay, ready?
Name something about Scott Spisano that you oddly find attractive that starts with the letter D.
His demeanor.
Oh, she responded quick.
Love that.
Okay, so now it's weird for you to come up with yourself. So how about Mandy? Scotty, name something about Mandy, our old OG intern, that you oddly find attractive that starts with the letter D.
Dimples.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she does have cute dimples. You do. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You and your crush are texting late at night.
Okay.
Things are getting flirty. Mm-hmm. You send this message. If you were in my kitchen right now, I'd let you touch my blank.
Zucchini.
Oh! Scotty, if you were in my kitchen right now, I'd let you touch my
Instant Pot.
Oh!
I know. Oh!
It is quick. It's a quick way to cook.
Yeah,
it's
like Scott. I love it. I live and die by it. Are you kidding
Scott's
me?
Quick.
I know. I love it.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Give me a word or words that come to mind when you think of our show, Spisano and Sandy, that starts and ends with the letter S.
I was going to say sassy, but that doesn't end with an S.
Starts and ends with the letter S. What's PG about? What's dirty
about?
It
doesn't matter. Just come up with something.
Oh.
I don't know. Like I said, sassy's the best one I can come up with.
Sassy's,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's going to Come on, Scott.
Blank show.
Well, yeah.
There's two S's right there.
I was
going
to say it's always been that, so yeah. How many times have I come running and sliding in? Anyway.
Okay, and that was Keep It PG on Spisano and Sandy.
Yay! On 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy live audience Thursday with Mandy, our first intern ever 27 years ago.
I know.
Wow.
I was a baby.
You were.
We were all babies.
Yeah, we were all babies.
Yeah.
It's live audience Thursday on Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Thank you to our good friends at Donuts Delight for providing breakfast on live audience Thursdays.
Oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the
best. I had one of each. I had one of the meat lovers and one of the veggie.
Yeah, Donuts Delight, but they gave us a Salvatore's pizza.
Yeah, man.
It's the same.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, it seems more and more people are going the cremation route these days.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Or did you
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's cheaper.
Wait, why? Oh, is it?
It ends up being cheaper, and honestly, it takes up less room, so it's actually environmentally better.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, and my wife doesn't either.
I don't want to, I don't trust that you're just going to burn me by myself. I don't want to even be on fire.
See, here's the thing. I want to be buried and then buried as a tree.
In
an urn. And then my husband wants to be fireworks so that he can come, and his words, not mine, so he can come by and tickle my branches.
That's cute. Oh, my goodness. Well, a family near Seattle had a urn ceremony where they spread the ashes into Puget Sound up in Seattle.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you've seen this video yet. So what they did is they played some music
Wait, where are they spreading the ashes?
In Puget Sound, in the water, off of Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they used Spotify to play Frank Sinatra's The Impossible Dream. To dream the impossible dream.
It's a moment.
While scattering their loved one's ashes, right? It's a very poignant, very heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
When did it play afterwards?
They had Spotify, but they didn't have the ad-free version. And a commercial came on. At this point, if you have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, here it is.
The unreachable star.
Yeah.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular DMs.
The fastest way to clear out stuck poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite, unless you want to make things worse.
Constipation commercial came on after the song, and it started with a big juicy fart.
They were all having a moment. They were having a moment spreading the ashes.
And the most dramatic, sentimental song ever.
The unreachable.
And they all turned and looked at each other and started what? They started laughing. Echo.
If that was my funeral, I'd be so happy because then at least people would, you know, it would lighten the situation.
Yes, I agree.
I think the deceased made that happen. I don't pay for Spotify.
No.
I'm not paying for that. I've never heard that fart commercial.
You are that person that totally irks me.
Why do I irk you?
I have a friend, my buddy Julian. We're listening on his sailboat. He's playing this great like music, and all of a sudden, O'Reilly.
Okay, let me tell you,
cheap bastard.
Why don't you just listen to the radio for free? I ain't paying Spotify.
Well, obviously.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. So I would be those people, and I've never heard the fart. So I think the deceased person made that commercial like line up perfectly.
Listen. You can't. It's embarrassing. Yeah, aren't you embarrassed when an ad comes?
No.
Especially that one, but an ad comes like, it ruins the mood.
My husband pays for it, and he still gets ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like, forget it.
Has there ever been a moment where you were that person to disrupt a funeral? Like, the funeral fart, in this case?
That's an awesome one.
Yes.
What happened? What'd you do?
It was my grandmother's funeral, and my father decided to cheap out, and I yelled at him for it.
Why? What is that supposed to mean?
So, okay, this was in another state. My father didn't want to pay the cemetery to bury my grandmother's ashes, he brought a post hole digger and pulled it out of the cart and handed it to my brother as my brother handed him back his beer and went, okay, and they started to dig in front of two state police officers.
They dug your grandma's grave with a post hole digger.
Yep.
They dug their own grave for grandma?
Wait.
You can do that. Hold on. Is that a real option? Because I think I'll opt for that.
No, it wasn't supposed to be that way. We had a grave for my grandfather, and Grandma wanted to be put with Grandpa.
Are we in a grave? Are we in a cemetery? Where are we?
Oh, yeah. We're in a beautiful cemetery. Grandma's name was already put on the stone and everything because it was a year later when we were going to bury her. And my cousins are both state police officers of the state we were in. And when my father brought up the post hole digger because my aunt was looking for the people to do it, Dad goes, screw that. I wasn't paying $70 for this.
That's it? That's all it is? $70?
It's all it takes to bury Grandma.
Wait $70. Hold on a second. It feels like there's a lot more money attached and he's cheaping out at the end.
Oh, yeah. It was
like jumping on the finish line.
My father is the cheapest man you will ever
meet. Oh, my God. I love it. Good. Okay, Scotty, have you ever disrupted a funeral?
Yeah,
it was
because of the radio station actually because we used to have meetings at 11 on Thursdays or something like that, and I was at my stepbrother's funeral. We were in the front row of just the family before the funeral service, and the priest was doing something, and I think he was even singing or something, and my phone went like, I don't know.
A reminder for the meeting.
It
went off?
An alarm. So, and I'm reaching. I'm hitting my car, I'm trying to squeeze the buttons.
Like, you're that guy.
And he stops. He looks at me. He goes, "Are you finished?"
Oh, he acknowledged it.
He completely destroyed
me. There's always always one person who lets their phone off. I just went to a memorial service for a high school friend, and sure enough, this dude's phone is going off. It's like this lighthearted, fun music. He could not figure out how to shut it off. He's an older guy, right? His daughter, a couple like down the row, down the pew, whatever, is reaching over, yelling. You could tell she's yelling at him, like, "Dad, learn how to use your phone."
Oh my
she had
God.
To take his phone, turn it off. Oh my gosh,
that is yeah.
It's always one person.
Flip to
one
shush.
Mm-hmm.
That all I gotta say is flip to shush.
Okay. So.
Okay. There you go. One more time, yes. Just for
posterity.
The unreachable.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Thursday morning, live studio audience. Intern Mandy from 27 years ago. My God.
Yeah.
My God. Right? My goodness. Anytime you want to come in, just let us know. Go to the website and fill up the form and we'll get a hold of you. So it's time for rumors. Is he going to do this again?
Well, Mandy said when we were going back and forth scheduling her, she's like, "I got a good rumor. Can I add to it? Because I know you end the show with rumors
because mm-hmm.
we've been together for so long." So you got a good rumor about Scott Spezzano?
No, it's about you, Miss Sandy.
About me?
Yes.
About Sandy.
I actually...
Now I like this feature.
I actually want to know what rumors are out there about me.
It's not so much a rumor
okay.
as it's a secret I have been keeping for 25
what?
Years.
Oh, God.
We already know that she has six toes.
No.
Okay.
I was at Sandy and Mike's first date. It was a Amherst game. We were way up in the nosebleed seats, and her and Mike were over in the corner, and I look over, and they were not watching the game.
Ah!
And Sandy caught me, and I was with an ex-boyfriend at the time, and she's like, "Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Nobody knows, and if this goes bad, I don't want it to happen." So, so for 25 years, I have kept that secret for you.
Oh,
but I figured it was kind of safe to say it now, considering you've been married for how long and have two kids?
I figured
it was pretty safe that I could say I was at your very first date.
Oh,
and you both fessed up that it was your first date.
How about I don't even remember that being my first date?
But yeah, you guys were up. It was an Amherst game. We were up in the nosebleed sections.
Yes.
And I know we grabbed the tickets probably from Z or whatever. But yeah.
That's wild.
We kept it a secret. Well, we tried to keep it a secret for so long. And it just, yeah.
But
and
then you got busted in the parking lot or something, right?
That Mayor P. Kennedy busted us in the parking lot.
Yeah, I knew Pete bested you. Because Pete comes to me and he goes, "You knew?" And I said, yeah. I said, "I've known for months."
And obviously, we're not very good at keeping a secret.
He goes, "How did you know?" I said, "Well, I kind of came upon him on a date." And he goes, "And you didn't tell me?" I said, "I promise, Sandy, I wouldn't."
Mandy, thank you so much for coming
and
hanging with us this morning.
Thank you guys. I had so much fun.
Yes.
I miss you guys.
Best to your husband, because we know him, too. It's like you guys are like just crept back into our lives.
I know. Total flashback. I love it.
I've missed you guys so much.
Enjoy
this.
We love you, Mandy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, honey. Thank you. If you want to get on the buzz with us on Thursdays, just let us know.
Yep. Just go to 989thebuzz.com, fill out the form, quick, easy, name, and that's it pretty much in your number. And then I'll reach out to you. We'll get you on the calendar. If you missed anything from the show, Mandy and all your friends, family, if you want to listen to Mandy on the air with us, it'll be a podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spezzano and Sandy.
Okay. And the commercial-free 98 is next on The Buzz.
98.9. The Buzz.
It's Spezzano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Why don't come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots.
Yeah.
The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.